Blog Talk Radio.
You know you become a star because you're the biggest target out there. Right? When everyone's on the court, they're coming for you. When the opposing player walk into the arena, they're thinking about upstaging you. You're like a trophy to them. They're thinking, if I'm better than this guy, the spotlight turns on me. So you know you're a superstar because you're a marked man. Everyone's coming for you.
Inspired by Basquiat, my carry up the fire. Everybody took a shot, took my body up tired. Fill me up, break me down, fill me up again. He's like, oh, we need you back, we kill your ass again. Hope got slow, though he's no big and pop, but he's close. Time closer when they got me fighting ghosts.
Most kids get their heads cut.
With the same thought, they night you, they gon' good night you. Wait, shit, it's only half if they like you. They ain't even half what they might do. Don't believe me, ask Michael. See Martin, see Malcolm. See Biggie, see Pop, see success and its outcome. See Jesus, see Judas. See Caesar, see Brutus. See success is like suicide. Suicide is a suicide. We see, prepare to be crucified. Media medals, niggas who you settle. Every step you take, they remind you you ghetto. So it's tough being Bobby Brown. To be Bobby then, you gotta be Bobby now. Now the question is who has had and lost better than not having it all? Because dog, king, the shots ring, you're laying in the balcony with holes in your dream, or your Malcolm X out, get distracted by the green. Everybody get your hand on my jeans, everybody look strange, they change, like you work that hard, stay the same, the game stays the same, the name changes, so it's best for those who not overdose on being famous. Most kings get tripping so insane that they try to hit the same vein that Kurt Cobain did. So dangerous, no strangers invited to the inner sanctum of your chambers, low chambers. The enemies approaching, so rage to draw a bridge and drown them in the motion. Spirit, I'm awoken, it's kings who've been awoken from shots from those who was most close to them. They won't stop till you go to them, but real kings don't die, they become martyrs, let's toast to them. King Arthur put a robe to him, like James Brown, know the show ain't over until Rome's ruined. Till the Republic is overthrown, till my loyal subjects is overhauled. Long live the king, know the rain won't stop. They want my head on the chopping block, I won't die, nah.
If you're looking for that hot studio, man, you trying to drop your lyrics, man, get your mixing and mastering on, get your recording on, man, and you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do, then you need to holler at Team Studios. Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221. You know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TNT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got rooms to rent. You looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on? Or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know. But you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got rooms for rent. Rooms for rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the Wrong.
Lushy Lush has nothing but the hottest music worldwide, international, from old school to new school to independent, man. I got it, everything you need. I keep it real nasty, real funky, man. Real hip-hop, man. This is where it's at, man. If you want to know your history about hip-hop, log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline, man. It's not a game, man. Get the game up. Lush Radio, we on. You just officially got set, baby. Holla at me.
Yeah, 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 it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. And you already know what it is. It's Wednesday. And you know what happens on Wednesday? We always talk about business. Let's talk about business. It's your host, the one and only, the hostess with the most. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. And along with that, we also got our girl from Cali that will be joining us a little bit later, Ebony. So, you know what I'm saying? We definitely want to shout out our sponsors. One of our number one sponsors, E2K Magazine, along with Diverse Media Group, LLC, and along with Team Studios, located at 752 137th Street between Buckner and Willard, the Bronx, New York, open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Make sure you check out that whole situation. We're talking about the keys to success, you know, and also we're talking about be careful about who you partner up with, because a lot of people say, oh, this is my partner, that's my partner, but you don't know nothing about them. So we're going to find out, you know what I mean? Everybody's asking, they want a partner this, they want a partner that. Is it good to have a partner at some time, or is it best to just be self-sufficient and do it yourself? That's the question for tonight. Call in at 347-826-7722. Don't forget to log on to www.lushradioonline.com. And make sure you check out the new news. Live on the news on lushradioonline.com. You notice a young gentleman got beat up because he was sagging his pants. Now, I think in certain states, that's a law that you can't sag your pants or something like that. But he actually got beat up by some police because of him sagging his pants. Now, do you guys think that's fair? Call in and let me know, 347-826-7722. If you're sagging your pants, do you think you deserve to get beat up? Talk to me. Also, on top of that, on the news, don't forget that, you know, it's breast cancer awareness. So, you know, definitely salute all those people that's going through breast cancer, going through cancer in general, no matter what shape or form it is. You know, salute the survivors and definitely, you know, give praise to the ones who lost the battle. And on top of that, don't forget that this Friday it goes down. Listen to Hear No Love by Eminem and Lil Wayne. Listen to win your copy, your hard copy of Recovery, the album, Eminem's album. If you listen to hear the song and tell me what rotation it was on, and be that caller, we'll be giving that away, and we'll be giving away a poster. So listen to win this Friday. This Friday we're going to have super producer Buddha the Future. He's produced for, like, you know, many, many major artists, 50 Cent and many more. Also this Thursday, Street Queens the Movement. And we also have at 6 o'clock on Thursday, we got an exclusive interview with Mad Poppy. He's doing a crazy project right now. So check for that also, man. We constantly got some stuff going on for y'all. So stay tuned. Tonight, like I said, we're talking about business. Some of the key points that I want to touch on today is, as a business owner or a person that, you know, wants to, you know, deal in business, one thing you need to do is stay flexible, because, you know, this business, whether it's the music industry or just owning your own business in general, you have to be able to be flexible. You have to be able to adapt no matter what situation it is, you know, because if you're not able to adapt, sometimes it can be a tragedy to your business. Being able to be flexible. Build a solid reputation, and building a solid reputation, don't build your reputation on lies, you know, promising things that you can't, you know, supply for your consumer or anybody you're dealing with. So make sure that when you're going into a business, your reputation means so much to you. It means more to you like your life. And that's the one thing, that if you have a good reputation in business, you're most liable, you know, a 90% chance of being successful in your business is having your retribution, your reputation. Because if your reputation is depleted and trashed and tarnished, you know, it's less liable that somebody's going to deal with you in business due to that fact. Also, develop strong networking skills. Now, this is a big deal with some people. Some people don't understand what networking is. You network because network is your network. The more people you know, the more people that you have as potential clients or potential business partners or consumers, right? Okay. So my thing is like this. When you network with somebody, make sure you're networking with the right person. Make sure you research the people that you're networking with if you do get their business cards and stuff. Don't just jump on it because it sounds good because they're talking a lot of game. Research them first before you start dealing in business with them. And also, you know, if you're not a good social person, if you're not good, you know, you don't have a good outspoken, you know, persona, then I suggest that you get somebody that's going to be the face of your company or the face of your brand if you're not the type of person that's into doing that. Because people want to be able to attach to something that they can, you know, network with. Also, create an ideal resume, you know. Every time you accomplish something or you do something different in your business or whatever you're doing, make sure you add that and update your resume. You don't want to give an old resume and stuff for the stuff that you do. You want to, every time you're doing something different, you want to update it. Also, like I told you, a magazine that I want you guys to definitely check out, especially for my entrepreneurs, I want you to go check out www.blackenterprises.com, www.blackenterprises.com, and check it out. They have a lot of key points on you know, business and how to, you know, get your business on and stuff like that. And the one thing I want to touch on also, people, if you call into today's show, whatever background noise you have, people, I want you guys to either step away to a quiet corner or either turn down your volume of, if you're listening to our show, turn that down, or mute yourself because, you know, we want everybody to get this information today. One thing I have to say for entrepreneurs out there is I want you guys to, you know that everybody's opportunity is out there. Now it's time for you to go out and get it. Nobody's going to have it handed to you on a silver spoon. You're going to have to actually go out there and get it, you know. And another thing I was going to touch on is that, you know, is that, you know, your credit for your business or your personal. A lot of us are wondering why I can't get a house, I can't get, you know, commercial property, I can't do this. Have you checked your credit? When's the last time you checked your credit? And don't forget that, you know, next year is just around the corner. We want to start consolidating our credit, our expenses. Anybody can do it. We don't have to go to these big expensive credit cleaners, collectors, people that are consolidators that can, they say they can do it for you and they end up just taking your money. You can actually do it yourself. You have a free credit report, you know, different places, and you know, you have Experian, and you have several other credit companies that you can go on, and you can actually either, if it's something falsified, you can dispute it and write them. It takes a long process. It's not something easy. You can either dispute it or you can negotiate. Look, I don't make that much. I don't have that much money, but I can give you something. And once you finish paying them off, they basically need to send you a letter and say that it's off. It'll take a minute, but, you know, eventually you'll clean up your credit. You know, if you're trying to, like, be that CFO, a lot of the businesses, you might have got an INC and stuff like that. When you want to do big things like that, you have to have somebody that has good credit. And most of the time, we don't want to share that responsibility, especially somebody handling our money, you know, somebody outside of ourselves. So if you do want somebody, if you want to do it yourself, you have to clear your credit up. That's very, very important when it comes to basically taking care of the money of your business, because when they're giving loans all away for small business loans, you have to have good credit. A place that you can check out, this is for people that are getting into business themselves, right, and they want to check out and get business credit, because a lot of people, there's places that give small businesses seed money, money to kind of start up their business, the money they won't pay back, Or, you know, like I told you, check out the Small Business Bureau, but check out www.experian.com, E-X-P-E-R-I-A-S. Check out your credit report on your actual business. And by doing that, you use your EIN number. Your EIN number is your business's social security number. The first couple of years, your EIN is attached to your social. But after a couple of years, it becomes its own identity. So go on there and go check out your credit and, you know, and try to, if you see some of the companies that you know that you can contact them. A lot of the credit is not really on medical bills. A lot of people are like, oh, it might be my medical bill. It's not a medical bill. If you get, like, a finance for something, that's what goes on there. If you get a credit card, if you get a finance a car or a home and you got foreclosed and judgments like that, that goes on your credit. They're not really pressed too much about medical bills, but if you have a credit card, even if it's one of those prepaid cards, it used to be cell phone bills a long time ago, but really, you know, that stuff in like Bally's and stuff, that's not really, they're really looking for like credit cards and stuff when it comes to your credit. You know, some of you guys are like, dang, my credit's so bad, but really it's not. Even though you have a whole bunch of medical bills, it might just be, you know, you have that one credit card that you need to take care of, and you still could apply for a house or a loan or whatever. You can check out this other site, www.seedcofinancial.org. They help you with seed money for your business. They basically help you find money to help you support your business. It's www.seedcofinancial.org. They help you with seed money for your business credit. Like if you need, you know, your own business card for your business, they help you with that. Also, you can check out www.dnb.com for the credit score for your business. You know what I'm saying? You can check that site out also. You know, for business credit facts, you can check out www.businesscreditfacts.com to check out stuff about business and everything like that. If you want to know learn more about, you know what I'm saying, business reports, you know, you want to get your reports and everything, you can check out www.smartbusinessreports.com. And then, like I said, also check out www.equifax.com to check out your credit. You know, and since we're talking about that, everybody's on social media nowadays, right? Social media is the number one way of you promoting your business nowadays, right? Everybody's on Twitter. Everybody's on Facebook. People are still, even though, you know, we call it the ghetto of the internet, people are still on MySpace, mi gente, Asian Connection, Asian Avenue, the Ning Network, and if you notice, the Ning Network now is charging you per month. If you're serious about it, you can keep it, or you can check out this site called Wix, www.wixwix.com. It's a flash templated site that is you can basically use it free, and you can plug in all your plugins on there and use that as a website, or you can actually pay their little monthly fee, you know, to have more bandwidth and things like that, or you can actually use a WordPress or a blogging site. There's so many free avenues that you can use to promote your business. But since we're talking about social media, the average American, 48% of Americans from 12 and older have a social media profile. So that means your grandmother has a profile on Facebook. You know, so 48% of Americans from 12 and older have a social media profile. You know, and, you know, and that means that potential, those are potential clients, listeners, viewers waiting to do business with you. Now, you want to know the average people. A lot of people are on World Star. They're on Mogul, Tube Mogul. They're on Hootsuite, www.hootsuite, and they're on YouTube and all that stuff. Now, video sharings. You know how many adults are on there? A lot of people are on there. 90% of adults from 18 to 29 are on freaking video sharing sites. That's a lot of people that are sitting on YouTube every single day to see what's new. Imagine the stats on WorldStar or Forbes DVD and all these video sites, the hip-hop area. That's just one when there's, like, several of them, you know. And that's crazy, you know. Those are a lot of, you know, and the thing about it is that when you're dealing with a lot of that stuff, you have to learn how to do, you have to basically, you know how to target market. You know, utilize these video sites, the social media to target your potential, you know, listeners, buyers, and things like that. So definitely look up those situations. That means, like, okay, a lot of people use email blasts incorrectly. If you want to do an email blast, right, take your email blast, right, and do a video. Do a quick video because more people are more likely to click on a video versus reading the crap that you're saying on there. So if you embed a video into that and you send it to the individual, they're more likely to click on the video. So you can do a quick commercial like, yo, check out this party, woo-woo, or check out this, that, and the third. If you attach a video or maybe a voice, you know, message, they're more likely to sit there and listen to that than to actually sit there and read what you have to say. So that's one thing, you know, take advantage of that video marketing and go ahead and put that in there, you know. And then definitely on top of that, we want to shout out, you know, a lot of the people that's definitely showing us much love on the Twitter and stuff. And I think we have our boy Bugsy live on the line. The question for the day, people, like I said, is, you know, what is the requirement for somebody to be your business partner? A lot of people, you know, go out and, you know, you might have had known them one day, and they're like telling other people, I'm their business partner, and this, that, and that. What qualifies a person to be your business partner? Call in at 347-826-7722. Let's open up the line. I think we got our boy Bugsy live on the line with us. What's up, Bugsy?
What's goody, Lush? What's poppin' with you?
Ain't nothing much. Digging in the scene on the Gangsta Lane class.
I could dig it, man. I just been listening to you talking it, man. And I guess today was a good day, man, because I can relate to a lot of things you're saying, man, as far as that business partner thing go.
So how do you feel about that? What makes you a business partner, man? Because a lot of people just be coming out and saying, yo, I'm this person's business partner. But they ain't brought out 1 cent. They ain't promote nothing. But all of a sudden, they taking claim to the fame.
Oh man, that's crazy, man. Because actually, it requires a lot. Because you know, lately I just want to say, you know, shout out to Lush, man, holding me down, showing me a lot of love. And you know, I've been telling my peoples, man, like, yo, you know, my own girl Lush doing a thing, man, giving me a lot of pointers and views and. Cats is like, okay, you know, Bugs about to do his thing, this, that, and the third. So, you know, they go around running their mouth and all this. So when I come to Cats and tell Cats, like, yo, for an example, matter of fact, the jump off Saturday, you know what I'm saying? I was supposed to be there. I had a couple of cats on some business joints. Like, yeah, we going to get it. Man, it comes down to it. Cats, most cats is like the party and bullshit, man. You know what I mean? As far as business partners goes, you got to have somebody who got their mind right. And is basically had that experience of running wild and having fun with life. You gotta have somebody that's not looking to do those things. Somebody that's willing to, you know, sit down and put in all this hard work that needs to be done. Because a lot of people look at, you know, the celebrations and the lifestyles and the flashy parts, but they don't look at the works behind the scene. And a couple of years ago, I was managing and, you know, getting people shows and stuff like that. And I had a couple of partners. And a couple of them were doing what they were supposed to do. But like I said, a lot of cats don't really look at the business aspect. They just want to, you know, chill with the girls and pop bottles and all that other stuff. You really got to have your mind right because this game, it really is crazy. And that's probably why I really haven't stepped foot in the door yet because, you know, it's just my surroundings. And I actually just had to cut down a lot of so-called, quote-unquote, business partners because they don't have that business aspect. You know what I mean? And you just got to put your mind to it and just go hard if you ask me.
Definitely. The qualifications I say myself when it comes to a business partner is in order for you to say and stake the claim to be a business partner, you have to have some kind of worth. You have to be worth some type of value as an individual to a business before you start stating you're a partner. One, you have to at least be putting some money towards the business. Or two, you need to be investing an ample amount of time with the business. Before you say anything or take any claim to fame, especially when you're somebody, you're taking claim off of somebody that's worked their ass off to create this business themselves, and yet you're trying to reap benefits off of their business, you know, which I think that's falsification. A lot of people are going around saying they owning somebody's business, somebody's building, somebody's, you know, everything that they did their foundation on. You know, because they heard a couple of words, now they want to go ahead and say, oh, I'm the big head honcho. No, you don't do that. Because one thing I'm going to tell you, somebody's going to call your bluff because somebody's going to research and find out who the real owner is. So you need to watch how you're rolling. For real. Seriously. But, you know, on that note, another thing that I want to touch on people as business owners is, a lot of you guys are very unorganized, men, female, and everything. Your dates are jumbled around. You don't know when you're supposed to do this. You don't know when you're supposed to file your taxes. You don't know when you're supposed to submit your zeros for your annual sales tax. You don't got your taxes and all your receipts for all your stuff. It's time to get organized, people. We're going into 2011. And a lot of you guys' whole life is in shambles right now, and you haven't organized anything. If I ask you right now where your 2009 tax returns is, I bet you couldn't find it, honestly. Seriously, people. And, you know, the thing is, what we need to do is start getting organized. A lot of you guys have PDAs. A lot of you guys have Androids, smartphones. Start using these to their ability, not just to make phone calls back and forth. Use them to add your tasks that you need to do during the day. Most Windows computers, most computers that either have Vista or Windows 7 have a calendar in there. Input your information on your computer. Input your information and sync it to your cell phone. It'll pop up on your phone. Sync all the important things that you need to do. Or you can log on to this site called http://task.fm, and it's a whole program to help you organize your things. Also, they have different little cheap things you can buy at Staples or Home Depot. You can buy a drop box. It's a box that could be plastic, or they have a regular box that has hanging folders in there that you can drop and organize from date to date of your, of your taxes. And along with that, you know, you can get them a little folder and label it, you know, this is 2008 tax or 2009, and put the receipts along with the different, different files so you can pull them out at any time. We have to stay organized. I know that I have like almost close to ADD. I am so like, you know, I get so bombarded with so much stuff. So I basically, what I do is I input stuff in my cell phone. I input stuff on my laptop. I input stuff on my calendar so you can keep yourself organized, because you don't want to book 50 million people on one date, you know, and say yes to everybody. Sometimes, guys, another thing when it comes to businesses, when you're making appointments with people, stop saying, oh, man, that's all right, man, and just jump on it. Sometimes we have to fall back and say, okay, I'm going to get back with you on dates, because you have to look through your calendar and check your situation and make sure you didn't overbook people. Or maybe you have an appointment with your child that day and you can't take care of that business that day. Or maybe you have to do laundry or you got to clean your house. You know, sometimes we have to step back and make sure that, you know, we have all our stuff taken care of before we start jumping and just saying, okay, I accept this, I accept that. You have to, like, step back sometimes, you know. Because a lot of people definitely are unorganized. Don't forget, like I said, log on to www.sba.gov. You know, they have a lot of things that help you out when it comes to starting your business. A lot of people have been coming to me asking about, you know, I want to publish my book. I want to do a book. I want to publish it. Da da da. I found a publishing company that deals with African Americans in general, minorities. It's 1-800-552-1991. Call them. It's African American Images. You can email them at customer at AfricanAmericanImages.com, and they publish books, you know, if you're looking to publish your book and things of that sort. Some top key things, again, that I want to touch on when it comes to business is fiscal discipline, knowing your times, your dates, like I said, making sure that your times and dates are in order with everything you're doing. Niche marketing, find your niche. Make sure that you're just not just randomly sending out e-blasts and you're randomly not hitting people, doing cold calls. Make sure you build a personal relationship and rapport with these individuals so they can want to get updates. And also, this is another thing, when it comes to emails, stop buying these. I got 500,000 emails and this. Stop buying them because people are not going to respond to you. Nowadays, everybody's taking that as spam, and they're deleting you off of their email list. Give the consumer wants to have an option. So if you have a website, put a little section on there, just like a fan bridge or something, where they can either opt in or opt out to subscribe their email address in there so they can get updates. That means that they want to be updated with what you're doing. Don't just snatch people up emails and just start sending them out stuff. They don't want to hear what the hell you have to say. And that's honest. You have to give them an option to opt in or opt out, you know. And that would be the proper way when you're doing email blasts. The other thing is branding. It's not about you, it's about the brand. A lot of us get caught up, they want to be the face of the situation, they want to do this, do that. It's about your brand. Coca-Cola is a brand, Capri Sun is a brand, Deer Park, Water is a brand. It's a brand, you're selling a brand, you have to know that your brand is important, your brand is beyond you. Everywhere you go, I don't care if you staple a dog with your brand, you're trying to let everybody know what your brand is. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what it is, you know. You staple your dog, a cat, a tree, whatever, you know, an insect. I don't care. You might dress an insect up with your, you know, your brand. It's selling your brand. That's the main important thing when it comes to business, you know. And I believe truly and strongly on brand marketing and brand placement. You know, my brand means a lot to me, which is Lush Radio Online. You know, and, you know, I try to make an effort to make sure that even if I'm not in the picture, I'm not there, my brand is there. My logo is there. Somebody's holding it up, you know. Make sure that your brand is there at all times. Another thing, customer service. A lot of you guys lack customer service or good business relationships. You guys need to stop taking your emotions and applying them to business. It's not going to work. You're going to bring your own downfall in your own business. You guys need to know how to provide customer service. You have to treat that customer as if it's yourself and give them that same kind of service, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to business. And also excellence. Try to be as excellent and as good as possible and master whatever you're doing. Also cash management. Don't get that advance check, you know what I'm saying, and start buying all these big chains, you know what I'm saying, leasing these cars and all this stuff, going to, you know what I'm saying, Pompano, Florida, Tampa, Florida, going to Puerto Rico, all that, and then you're broke. Stop managing your money right, you know what I'm saying? Also build banking relationships. If you take out a small loan, start off with the most. I'm going to give you another tip. If you're looking for loans, like small loans, go to the credit unions. Find somebody that has a credit union. They'll give you a small loan like $2,000, $5,000. And see, with them small loans, you can easily pay that back, right? Play it back step by step. And then the other banks will check that out, and they'll be like, yo, I'm going to cut you a $50,000 check or this, that, and the third. You know what I mean? Their interest is a little bit, you know, cheaper at a credit union also. Also, you know what I'm saying, make sure that your advisors and the people you got around you got their heads screwed on right. Because some of y'all is retarded out here in the streets, and I need to smack some of y'all for real, honestly. But, you know, you know, but Bugsy, how do you feel about some of this information that, you know, I just gave out to the people just a few minutes ago?
Oh, shit, man. You know, like every week, Lush gives you what you need. And she definitely don't bullshit you. But I wanted to add on to that too, Lush. A lot of these people need to have good people skills. They gotta know how to like conversate. Like, You know what I mean? For all the people that, you know, come from the hood, I mean, I definitely don't knock you, you know what I mean? Because I've been there myself, you know what I mean? But you got to know how to talk when you get to these people, you know what I mean? You got to use certain words. You can't just go up in there like, yo, fam, I want this, that. You gotta, how you doing, sir? My name is such and such. I would like, you know, this, that, and the third. You just got to really know how to conversate around these big business people because they look at you like you still got that hood mentality. You know what I mean? They look at you like, well, you taking that risk of going to jail or being in that box. So they really don't take that chance with you. You got to learn to step outside that box of what you're used to. You got to leave the hood. Yeah, the hood is where you came from, and it got you to where you at, but you got to separate the two. You got to know the difference between the hood and the real life. You know what I mean? And you just got to work on your conversation skills when it comes to doing this business.
Definitely, and you definitely can't come to a business meeting with your pants sagging, and I'm seeing your butt cheeks. Like, come on now. Like, let's get it together, players, you know. I don't know what kind of business you're doing unless you're inviting me to come and play with your booty. But, you know. But since I just stated that on the news, you heard about a young gentleman got beat up because he had his pants sagging, man. The police beat him up because he had his pants hanging. How you feel about that, man?
Because in certain
places, you know, like you can't sag your pants. They just started that mess.
You're not bullshitting, Lush. For an example, I didn't get whooped or beat, none of that. But I was actually taking a trip out to Ohio last year to take my son out there. And we was in, I want to say, I can't remember which station I was in, but, like, when you take the bus, they have you do a layover and they have you wait in a certain state for so many hours. And I just happened to be walking around, and the cop comes up to me. He goes, excuse me, sir. He was like, you know, your pants aren't low, but you're going to have to pick them up. And I'm like, and I pulled him since I was real with him. I'm like, fam, like, you know, I wear fitted jeans. I don't get into all that tight skin tight. I wear my fitted, you know, Chris Nutty jeans that hang a little. You know, I'm like, fam, how much higher you want me to pull these bad boys? You dig what I'm saying? Like, you're going to give me a yeast infection. He's like, well, that's the law out here. You know what I'm saying? So they making it a law to where your jeans can't really just be hanging to a certain area, man. So you also got to, you know, represent yourself, like Lush said, man. You don't want to be walking in with baggy pants, man. I mean, them days is over. Get you some fitted jeans that don't rub on the bottom of your sneakers and make sure they're not tight. Like, for the other day, Lush, I seen this kid walking down the street. I swear you not. And I tended to hold my tongue for certain situations, but I couldn't do it. This little G walked past me, and I said, God damn, somebody give him some paint remover. He looked at me and started laughing. I'm not joking. He got on these tight pants with big, big shoes. How you think that's going to look? You trying to go get a job. That's not working. Get your gear right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to tell you what actually happened with this gentleman. Police say Keith Bonds committed a crime against fashion. Law enforcers officials in Memphis, Tennessee, believe the 45-year-old shot a 17-year-old in the buttocks after getting into an argument with the teen about his baggy trousers. According to MyFoxMemphis.com, the incident occurred after Barnes confronted the victim and his 16-year-old friend and ordered the pair to pull up their sagging pants on September 25th. The teens who were on their way to buy candy refused, and Bonds allegedly shouted a profanity to the duo and demanded that they do what he told them to do because he is an adult. According to the arrest affidavit obtained by theweeklyvice.com, the victim and his friends reportedly called Bonds a fat ass and continued heading towards the candy store. After the teens made their purchase, they passed Bonds again. But by the time the suspect had allegedly retrieved a handgun from his home, Bonds said Bonds fired several shots, striking the 17-year-old once in the rear end, and the victim was treated and released at the local hospital, and Bonds was arrested after getting picked up out of the police lineup. He has been charged for two counts of aggressive, aggravated assault. That's crazy, man. This dude, he's Yeah, I mean, I guess you know, sometimes you get frustrated, but that's just taking it to the limit, man. Pushing it to the limit, man. I mean, I know we like the old ways of back in the day, respect your elders, but these kids ain't listening to nobody, you know. And, you know, he just took the law in his own hands and he shot him right in his butt. God forbid he didn't shoot him in any vital place. You know what I'm saying? You know, God forbid, you know. I'm glad the young boy is alive, but, you know, imagine if he shot him somewhere else and he killed the boy, you know, over the sagging pants. What you
that's
think?
That's crazy. That's crazy, man. I get two sides on that. Sometimes I think these police take their job a little too far, and they don't think
actually,
about the consequences.
You know what? He wasn't a police officer. He was just a regular civilian. He just pulled out the gun and shot him in his butt because he got frustrated.
Oh, yeah. See, I can go all day on that. But as far as little dude, man, you know what I mean? A problem we do have out here, too, with, like, the young ones and a couple of the old dudes had that issue, too, is they probably get in the way of a lot of things nowadays. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you got to suck things up and be the bigger man. You know what I mean? That's what makes you more of a grown man, where you can say, all right, I don't agree with this, and I damn sure don't like it, part of my language, but you got to be able to walk away from certain things, man. A lot of cats is dying or going to jail nowadays because of their pride getting away, and it makes them do things that they normally wouldn't do if they take the time to think about the consequences of their actions. So I just say, man, you know, take that pride and put it to the side 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, definitely, man. I mean, and you know, the crazy thing is, like, you know, dude, like, he an older guy. I mean, we should respect the elders, but, I mean, nobody should take the law in their hands and just, you know, shoot people in their butt. You know what I'm saying? I do agree that I am tired of these little boys sagging their pants. I mean, it gets so ridiculous that you're walking down the side of the street and I see your whole ass. Like, if I see your whole ass, it makes no sense. You understand what I'm saying? Like, your whole butt, like, you want to go to a, you want me to take you seriously, you asking me for a business position, and your whole butt is showing in front of me? That don't make no sense. That don't make no sense. Little man, little players is out there listening to the show. Make sure you guys definitely take care and do something with those sagging pants. It makes no sense, you know? Shout out to Black Plague or whatever. Black Plague said that's funny as hell. He said, well, Pop's had enough of it. We got a call on the 914. What do you think about the fact about you know, the whole situation with the boys getting shot in the butt, you know, for sagging their pants? In some places is a law. And also our topic today is, what qualifies you as a business partner? Because a lot of people claiming they're business partners and they ain't put no money in the business or worked a day in their life with the business. Call it from the 914. What it do, baby?
Yeah, basically what it is there any entity that you are involved with, if you don't put up any capital, you cannot claim to be anything, because there's no contract, there's nothing that's even remotely a part of any business. So that in and of itself is a moot subject. But as far as the kids with the pants hanging off, it's like all of these kids these days basically watch one video, and they all have the same stupid look on their face, standing on the corner, the belt cinched up so tight just to make sure the pants hang below their butt. They call it underwear for a reason. It's supposed to be under your clothes, not over your clothes. Otherwise, it'd be overwear. But the problem is, and always have been, is people are stupid. And they're going to keep following along with what they call trends, or call themselves setting themselves apart from everybody else, but you all look the same. So if you're setting yourself apart truly, you don't do stuff like that. And anybody who wants to get high for a job, if you walk into any entity these days or any business, you will not be high with your pants hanging off your butt. Because I'll send you out the door and tell you, you know what, if you come into the work for a regular store like Target or anything, the belt section is over there. It comes with instructions. You might want to use it.
That's the truth. Tell us the name of what you're calling from, player.
My name is Felipe Machado. I'm from Mount Vernon, New York. I also host an internet radio show on InTheMixRadio.com. It's called the Officially Rated Thick Show. So,
plug.
Yeah, I know, I try. But if you're in business, that's what you do. You see, you know how to do things like that. But anyway, I appreciate that. And I like what you were talking about, and it is a very, a subject that everybody needs to take notice of and actually do something about. I don't agree with people just going around shooting people randomly, but I do have a problem with people not taking their kids into consideration when they're out in society and what they look like when they're walking out the door. Because your kid could be the best kid in the world, but nobody would know it by the way they look because they're stereotyped.
Definitely. And another question that was brought to me from somebody in the chat room earlier, in regards to your hairstyles nowadays, do you feel like, dreads would be a cause for somebody to lose their job? Because they have had incidents because of the fact of when your hair natural is considered, not doing your hair. If somebody chooses to have an afro, and they might not comb it, but that's just their hair situation. Should that be a reason for somebody to lose their position? They can dress well, they're probably hygiened and all that stuff, but their hair is a problem, guys. I want to know, how do you feel about that? Should somebody be subject to removal from their job position due to their hair style?
Corporate policies have been set for years. If they have established that there's certain criteria that before you walk through the door, you can't come in and try to change their policy. But the practice is, if there has been a policy in place and HR didn't take notice of it, or they figured you would do something different before you came in and didn't comprise you of the situation, then you can fight that. There are processes and things in place in which you say, listen, nobody handed me one of the handbooks of the facility and said, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Should you lose your job? No. But if there's one that is in place and they have enforced it over the years, you can't come in and try to change their policies either. If it's about religion, it's different. If it's not about a religion, you can't sit there and say, this is just my hairstyle. It doesn't work like that. If it's about religion, if you're part of the roots and culture movement, if you're part of Selassie and you're a Rastafari and you've been like that for years, that's one thing. But if you're not and you're just doing it because this is how I like my hair, it doesn't work like that.
And, Bugsy, how do you feel about that, Bug?
Well, before I get into that, to what he just said, as far as the style of Selassie and all that, I've actually ran into a few. And certain people get into that Selassie Rastafari style just because they like to burn heavy. Don't make that a reason. But to get to the topic at hand, I mean, hairstyle, I'm not going to say you should lose or you shouldn't get it. All I'm going to say is to the people who have them crazy hairstyles and they're not looking decent or representable, think if you own that company and you had somebody working at your company and their hairstyle was just, all right, for the people with the dreads, if your dreads tightened up every 2 weeks and you keep it nice, then they'll work with you. But if your dreads look like big buds, then they're not going to deal with you at all.
Moving dreads.
And some of them don't wash. Some of them don't wash their hair. So it's just
and a hair thing.
And you don't want somebody working like that for you. So think about what you're going to do when you go to work. Don't come out the blue and say, oh, I want to dread my hair. Because when you start off with dreads, it's small and it looks funny. So you're at work and people are like, what's that, spiders having a meeting on his head? You know what I mean? Like, you got to have it representable, man. This is business. You got to be representable.
Right. Come in smelling like berries, not dirt. I got you.
Oh, my God. The berries and juices. The juices and berries.
There you go.
What's up? But Black Plague in the chat room is definitely going in. He's funny as hell. He said about the whole butt cheek thing, the guy getting shot and the kids getting shot in the butt. He was like, go ahead and shoot them cheeks. They need to go ahead and stop that mess anyway. And then he stated that about the dreadlock situations. He's saying that his job strictly forbids dreadlocks because he works for a Fortune 500 company.
There you go.
And they won't allow that at all. So in certain jobs, depending on what type of job criteria it is, you know, you're actually forbidden, you know, to do that. And
correct.
if that's a situation where you feel like you can't sacrifice your hair because of some statement that you're trying to make, then hey, that's not a job for you.
What?
You know. And you know, and that's the crazy thing about it is, you know, hey, you know, this is a society run by you know, androids and machines. So sometimes, hey, sometimes you gotta play the role if you want to get the way you need to be. And then once you get to that higher level, then you can change the rules. But
yeah,
if you ain't in that position to change the rules, then you need to just shut up and keep going.
That's correct. But you know what the process is also and has been? People don't seem to understand. Business has been around for God knows how long, for centuries. Businesses haven't changed their practices. They've said this since the beginning. You can't come into certain business places looking certain ways. They will not allow it. You can't go into a restaurant in certain places without a suit and tie on. So why would I want to represent my business unless it's something that has to do with roots and culture or empowerment of African Americans or Latinos or whatever, that you would be able to dress like that? And even then, you have to look a certain way. Because even these neo-soul artists that are quote-unquote out there, they wear their heads a certain way, but they try to keep it neat and tight. Who wants to see a guy on stage, you know, you blowing your lungs out, yeah, you singing, but you look like you just walked in out the alley?
You know, I don't want to cut you off, bro, and I definitely don't. But I just want to tell people, you know what I mean? Like we say, you know, look representable for business, but at the end of the day, you need to look representable for yourself.
That's true.
True.
That's true.
But a lot of people don't even understand that one factor. It's about self empowerment and self growth, and you looking the best for you before you even go out into society. But these kids have lost that. It's not about that. Everybody's a drone. It's like they all watch one video. They popped it in all at the same time. It's like the guy sitting there on screen is like, all right, you take the belt, you cinch it like this, you put it down under your butt, you have this stupid look on your face, you don't let people pass, you stand in front of their businesses, hoping that people don't go in the store because you're standing there looking stupid and they're afraid of you, and they don't know why. All right, turn to the next part of this video and you'll see how the rest of the way to look stupid. That's exactly how it came about. Because you can't tell me all across America, everybody who's across America has this thing. I just went to Philly the other day for a show. Walked through the neighborhood. All I see is the kids, once again, pants hanging off their butt. I'm from New York. Pants hanging off your butt. No matter where you go, it's like the same thing. It's like it's dumb.
Pants
get over
ground,
it already.
On the ground. You're looking like
you
that.
Walk around in your underwear.
That's the parents. Just take your pants off. That's the parents. You know what?
The guy Black Plague said in the chat room. He said that, you know, maybe we should ban underwear for men that like to sag their pants, and we would see how many times they would sag their pants if their butts were exposed. You know. So I mean, like,
and the gay, but the gay guys are loving it. And
oh, yeah.
Going like this. Oh, my goodness. Did you see how big it is? It's so juicy. I'm like, what the heck?
Wow. So stay on the line with us. We got another caller. The topic today, what it basically entitles you to be considering yourself as a partner to a business, you know. You ain't put no money into the situation. You haven't worked hard for anything, but you state that you're a partner. Let's talk about it. Have you had a situation where somebody took claim for your fame? Talk to us. Call in at 347-826-7722, and we're also addressing the fact about a young gentleman that got shot in the rear due to the fact his butt pants were sagging, and they're on the ground, looking like a fool with pants on the ground. Caller from the 301-66, you're live on the line. I don't know if this is my partner. Is this my partner, DJ Lady Blaze? I don't know. What's good?
It's the fever, man. What's up?
What it do, baby? What it do? DMV in the building. What up?
What's up, man? You know, I had to come and show you love.
I appreciate that, man. We got two gentlemen live on the line, Bugsy and Felipe, live on the line with us. You know, Felipe's in New York and Bugsy's in Boston. And if you're tuning in, DJ Lady Blaze is my partner. You know, don't forget our event going down October the 16th. Me and her is going to be doing it real big, Willie style over there at DMV. Come check us out right there. This is a person I call my partner. Why? because she's invested money into the situation, because she's worked hard with the situation. That's why I call her my partner.
Salute.
That's go ahead, yo. I thought I heard Genius on the line at first.
Nah, man, you have
buzzers
on the line.
Oh, well, shit, we gotta give a shout out to Genius, though. We do gotta give a shout out to Genius, though.
Yo, Genius, answer the phone.
Where you at,
man? Yo, but how do you feel about the subject, though, sis?
I don't even know what the subject is. Tell me what it is.
The first subject that we're discussing is basically what qualifies you as a partner, you know, because a lot of people, you know, are staking claim to somebody else's fame and quoting that they're partners when they haven't invested anything or done anything, you know. So what qualifies you as a partner, you know, as an individual? If they say they wanted to be your partner, what would qualify them to be your partner? And the second thing that we were talking about was addressing the fact something that happened on the news in Memphis, Tennessee, a young 17-year-old got shot in the rear because a 45-year-old dude told him to pull up his pants and he refused to, and he took it upon himself to shoot him in the rear to teach him a lesson.
Oh, okay. I don't know what to say about that situation about the guy being shot in the rear. I mean, that's just dumb. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to comment about that.
Okay, well, what about the partner situation?
As far as the partner situation, definitely to me personally, for somebody to be considered my partner, they would have to be splitting everything 50-50 down the line along with me. That's what I see a partner as.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody doesn't see it that way, but for me personally, for me to say, you know, I'm partnering up with you, it would have to be a 50-50 situation. If not, I wouldn't consider you a partner. I may be affiliated with you, but I wouldn't see you as a partner.
And that's the truth. That's true. Have you had a situation ever that somebody stated, yo, and they're going to tell other people, yeah, I'm working with her, I'm her partner, you know, and they're claiming your business and all that, you know, and you've only talked to them once or twice on the phone?
I mean, if I hear something like that, then you know me, I'm going to shut it down right then and there. I will not claim that. Like, I don't know what that person's talking about. We're not partners.
And that's the truth, people. You know, people need to definitely check themselves out there. You know, stop stating that you're partners with a situation when you're not. And also, you know, this is a situation we've also talked to when it comes to businesses. Stop lying, okay? Stop lying, okay? This is a situation me and my partner, Blaze, deal with every single day. And I know most of you guys deal with it every single day. I know Felipe, you can relate, and Buzzy can relate. We've got a lot of phony, falsified, fake, wannabe business owners out here, a.k.a. wannabe CEOs out here in this industry, okay? And I'm tired, we're tired. Lord have mercy, I'm tired. Lord, please save them for lying to themselves. You ever seen a compulsive liar that just lies so much they honestly believe that what they're saying is the truth? You know?
Yes.
Well,
I know one.
Listen, I went through the same subject last night with someone who I'm trying to work with, and I'm saying, listen, I currently can work with you, but there's a business acumen that I possess that you don't. When I said acumen, he looked at me like I said, what? As opposed to knowing that acumen means knowledge. I said, I possess this because I've worked over the years culminating myself in a lot of different corporations where I can now sit back and tell you there's certain things that you need when starting a business. There's certain monies that you need to, if you want to say, or if you're going to have investors or if you're going to have people who support your company, there's certain things you have to go after. There's certain processes you have to put in place, certain paperwork that has to be on point. Nobody's going to invest in your business if you don't know about your own business or if you can't speak to them. If you bring the hood to the boardroom, you will never even get past the front glass door. You'll be sitting there talking, security, you know me, brother, security. Come on, man.
That's the fifth floor.
You know, and it doesn't work like that. You got to know what you're talking about when you're approaching people. You're approaching celebrities and people of certain status. You want them to be able to do PR for you as well as you're doing PR for them. You want them to be able to be on your show, you want to be able to have constituents, followers, and people see you on a regular basis. Only way that's going to happen is if you approach that person correctly and they understand where you're coming from. If you want good press, you have to put the good press out there.
Definitely, and that's the truth. That's a true statement. And guys, the other situation is that we as individuals need to, you know, stop. We got a lot of people out here that take, like, one word, and they basically base their whole life on it. Or you have those people that just try to sound really educated, but you know they're buffoons, you know, out there, you know. And you know, it's a lot of people out there that are just, like, really fake. And what Felipe made a statement about is definitely the truth. A lot of people don't know anything about their business. In order for you to go out there and you know, want people to support what you're doing, you have to know everything that you're doing in your business. You have to be a master of your business, not a master of 50 million trades and know nothing.
Thank
you.
You
know. Definitely. And another thing that I was telling people that you guys need to do is, number one, instead of sitting here talking and claiming you have a business and have 50 million business cards, knowing that you sit there and you live with your mom and you know that you're not doing anything and you have no business at all and you're just running around talking about your mom driving Mercedes Benzes and all that stuff, knowing that somebody has to actually come pick you up to conduct business with you because you have no way of getting there. You know, you know. So, you know, let's be real with ourselves, people. You know, like,
yo, Ma, did you press my suit? Yo, Ma, did you press my suit yet?
You know, you're asking me, can I borrow some? You're telling me you're hungry, but you're the big baller, man. Why are you hungry? Why should I feed you, man? That's all I'm saying, you know. So, I mean, a lot of you people, first off, let's get your LLC, incorporate your business. That's the first thing to do. Figure out exactly what you want to do. Get your business plan together. If you don't know how to write one, they have templates online. That's why the free World Wide Web is up there for you. For your information is free. Go over there. Lush Radio Online is giving you information for free that people are charging for to consult with you about. Log on to World Wide Web. Download a template of a business plan. Input your information. Do the rough draft of it and go to somebody that's a specialist and let them look at it.
Wait. You got people who don't even know what LLC. They probably think that's LL's new name. Listen, LLC stands for Limited
Liability
Corporation. Right. And a lot of people don't understand what the hell that is. They think it's TLC. They just changed up they flipped the letter and took off a piece. I'm saying.
It's crazy. Well, hold up. But you know what, too? But you know what, too? You got to inform these people, too. Getting an LLC is not as easy as it sounds, too, because, you know what I mean? Like, you know, Lush was talking about it, so, you know, like, I went to go jump on it and incorporate my Get Money Entertainment, and I'm looking on it, and it's just like, yo, you really got to have certain positions filled. If you ain't got those positions filled to people that handle certain things, you can't do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
Like, it's like Lush said, taxes. You got to have somebody that handles your taxes and knows how to do it. So if you get somebody and you give them the title and say, yo, this is the person that handles my taxes, and they take their taxes to H&R Block, yesterday didn't come out the way it's supposed to. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's why
Hammer
is hammerless. That's why Hammer ain't got a hammer no more. Because he let other people run his business not knowing exactly what was really truly his assets, what really truly was his money, what truly he was investing in without having people take his money, sign checks to themselves,
mm-hmm.
to themselves, and walk off with his cash. You don't let people handle your money. You have to know your business before your business takes over you.
And that's the truth. And that's why I was stating earlier in the show, people, that, you know, even though we like, yo, because we have a mentality as minorities, like, yeah, man, that bill coming, oh, well, I'll pay it when I feel like it, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, son, everybody in the America got bad credit, so who cares, son? But if you want to start your own business and you want to get those big business loans and stuff like that, you want to be your own CFO. You want to deal with your own finances. You don't want to rely on somebody else to handle your money. You understand what I'm saying? So, and the other thing, like I said, you don't have to go and get a credit card consolidator that you pay a whole bunch of money on top of what you're paying back. You can call these, go to Equifax, go to Experian, and go there and go look up your credit report. Look at the things on there and call them and tell them, look, it's a recession right now. Every business wants something. They know they ain't going to get everything. But negotiate with them and say, look, man, I can only pay you like $20 a week or something, I do, or like 20. This is how much I got right now. They'll work with you. Honestly, they'll work with you.
And
you can
do it
bring
with
it
the companies, though. Do it with the companies, because if you don't
do
it with the companies, if you
do
it through one of these people who they hired to get their money back, you will not get that off your credit report. You will not. I promise you will not get it off your credit report. A lot of people think that if I just pay this agency that this other agency hired, then eventually it'll come up. No, you need to deal directly with the company, because the company is the one you established the account with, and these are the people you need to go back to. They will have to send you a receipt at the end of receiving all the money that you are able to pay, and you will be able to send that in to Equifax and all of the other different agencies in order to get that stuff off your credit report.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of people worry about medical bills and stuff. The main things they're really looking at, people, once again, to reiterate, is they're looking at, you know, if you did a finance, you financed a car, you had a judgment on a house, maybe you got foreclosed on. You know, before we were worried about cell phone bills and stuff, that's kind of petty right now. You're not really worried about things like that. They're looking at credit cards. You know, a lot of you guys, you get the credit. I'm going to max this thing out, man. They stupid. They gave me all this money, man. I'm going to max this thing out. And then you're sitting there looking stupid because you can't buy your house because you done maxed that card out and you refuse to pay them. You have to go and negotiate with these companies, like Felipe said, talk to them directly, and bring it down, man, because some of you guys, credit, y'all might think your credit is bad, but it's really not bad. You actually can file for a house or at least a condo or something, you know, and the good thing is people, it's good to own. I know we start with, getting apartments and stuff like that, but it's good to own because that's another thing you can claim on your taxes. You know what I'm saying? If you own a property, and you can also turn your property into your commercial, you know, business also. So you can actually kill two birds with one stone. You know, it's so many different things that we need to take care of as individuals that we don't take care of. Like Bugsy just stated before, it's not that easy. But at the same time, people, a lot of you guys wear these fake chains and spend all this money on this fake mess. You guys can go out and go and take $300 to $200 and go file for the LLC. Now, like he was saying about the certain positions, now if you do the INC, which is a bigger corporation, you do have to have chairmen and chairwomen and CFO and assign people to your situation. Because if you don't have that, you can't go and file. Because you need to make sure that whoever you sign onto that binding contract is going to be able to fill that position. You know, you can't just have my mama going to do this. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put my daughter's name on this joint. You know, you can have some legit people on there because it's serious. And I'm going to tell you one thing, people. When you do your LLC or your INC or LTD, okay, make sure especially with your sales tax, make sure you file every quarter. Make sure that you keep all of your receipts for everything, because I'm going to tell you, the one thing I don't want on my ass is IRS, because they will come after you hard body, okay?
You're right.
So make
sure you know what, Les, you ain't bullshitting. You're not bullshitting because, you know, when it comes to that business, they have you put in somebody's name that says, who can the IRS contact?
Yeah.
When they need to contact somebody for your business, like it's not no, oh, let me get this and I'm gonna move on. Nah, you really gotta have, because now you're playing with the government and the government's money and all this other stuff. So you really got to be on top of your game. So when the IRS call and you got Pookie from 150 answering the phone, hey yo, what's good? Oh yeah, this is the IRS. Let me call you right back because you can't have none of that. Nah, this is the IRS. You need to have your business together.
Definitely. I wanted
to
ask
Blaze,
because Blaze has an entertainment company. This is another thing that I wanted to state. When you're going there, when you're going to file your first you have your entity that you file for. Now you have an opportunity, you know, with your DVA, you can have different trade names under the entity, right? Which Diverse Media Group LLC owns Lush Radio Online, which is the trade name, which is on the Articles of Incorporation, right? when you do that, you know, you just have to have, like, that's why I say go with 300. It's not going to cost more than 200 for the regular entity. But if you want to get several trade names later on down the road, you want to have less clothing, less this, that, and the third, and you just want to consult, have those names underneath there, just have extra money to pay for those trade names. But also, when you are putting down your entity, you need to know exactly what your business wants to cover. If you have an entertainment company, do you want to deal with all aspects of entertainment? Because depending on what you do, it's what you're only allowed to do in your business. So you have to be very specific on what you're doing in your business. Because that can also cause problems too. But Blaze, when you went to go apply for your business and your entity, Rock Solid Entertainment, what was the whole process for you? Because you filed in Maryland, right? Or D.C.?
Yeah, I just went down to Baltimore to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down to Baltimore.
Average cost for you was how much?
It was about $250.
Mm-hmm.
That I paid. And right then and there, I got it registered. The only thing I had to wait on was my tax ID number so that I could have opened up a bank account. Like, I was ready to go that same day and open up a bank account, but I didn't realize I didn't have the tax ID number, so... And I didn't have the actual license to show them either, so I had to wait on those entities to come in the mail. And once I got that, I was good to go.
See, the thing,
I had to get my EIN number and all of that.
Yours came in the mail, but I don't know, like, now, because I took somebody else down there in Baltimore. But if you go down there now, I don't think they send it anymore now. I think now you can go down there. Once you file and everything, the best bet for anybody that's filing, go there as early as possible in the morning.
Hello.
Because that place will be just like the Social Security building. When you're getting food stamps and all that, they get texted. They post it up or like, hold up, shorty. Nah, you ain't getting in front of me, son. It's crazy up in there. So I suggest that anybody that's trying to file, go as like 7, 8 o'clock in the morning and post up. And go and file, because you'll be in and out if you go there early. Now, if you wait a little longer, almost 1,000 people is in there filing for businesses or asking about different situations. Go there early in the morning, you'll be in and out. You'll go up there, you'll file, they'll do the different registration, you tell you what exactly you want. You go downstairs to the second level, you go in there, you talk to the comptroller of the state or whatever. They'll give you your sales tax number, your EIN. They'll tell you to call in to get your EIN number. They'll give you your little printed thing and stuff to take home with you or whatever. And, you know, make sure when you do get that license, you put it in a frame so you can show proof that you're authorized to do business. You know, a lot of people talking about their business, but I'm going to ask you, like, can I see your business license? Are you allowed to do business, my dude? Like, for real? For real?
That's how
you
really know.
You know what, Lush? A little information for the people that want to do get their LLC. I mean, I just got actually an email from LegalZoom, because that's what I'm going through.
LegalZoom is good.
They got a deal going on, like, just to get your basic LLC. They're doing it right now, and they got a special for $99. I don't know how long it's going to last, so you need to jump up on it. But if you really, really want to get everything that they got a package for $500, they give you your letterheads, all that. Like, I mean, if your change is right, get that $500 package from LegalZoom, or... if you scared and your money ain't too tight, you know, jump on a $99 special. Like I said, I don't know how long it's lasting, but they do have a special for $99. So it's only going to cost you $1 to get your little basic package, but the best one is to go with $500. They give you letterheads and anything else.
You know, real talk, I'm going to contact LegalZoom because I want to get one of their representatives to come on Wednesday to talk more about all the things that they offer, because I know they provide you with your LLC. They also help you with a nonprofit organization and stuff like that, too. And people, don't get twisted. A nonprofit and a LLC are two different entities, okay?
Correct.
That's a 501c3, okay? Because some of y'all are crazy.
Hey, Lush, nonprofit speaks for itself. Non-profit.
Non-profit, right? And
that doesn't mean that you don't make money, though. You do make money at a nonprofit, but the money in and of itself is to filter through the corporation. If you're paying people to work within your actual nonprofit organization, you're paying them as workers that work for the nonprofit. But your whole goal is not to go out there and make money for the corporation is go out there to make money for whatever you're supporting as an organization or as whatever grassroots movement or whatever process you're working with. It's not money being made specifically for you, but money being made for a specific organization like AIDS
or
whatever.
Organization or the cause, but the Cancer Association for the cause. But
correct.
At the same time, not saying, like he said, you can't get paid, but at the same time, this is another thing with taxes, and you have to have somebody that does your books, your CPA
right.
or whoever is doing your books, because you are accountable for every, I don't care if it's 10 cents, they want to know where the hell that money is going for. But one good thing, once you get, it's a long process. It almost takes close to a year for you to actually get approved. Sometimes you might get denied the first time, the second time you get, once you get that, you got access to all kinds of stupid money, but your books got to be on point. 501c3s, all churches are 501c3s. All
correct.
Of them are 501c3s. Why you think, you know what I'm saying, most of the pastors is running around in Benzes and BMWs and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Think about it, man.
Beamers, Jets. Look at the homeboy that just got caught up with the little boys in the room sitting there talking about praise this. My man's sitting there riding around in a jet.
Wow.
You know, come on
wow.
now. And he had a Bentley. I can't afford
wow.
a Bentley. And I work hard at what I do. But anywho, but I want to say this. I know we're dropping a lot of, if you want to say, little quips as far as the different types of corporations, LLC and you know, CPA. CPA don't mean call Pookie's ass. It actually means certified public accountant. So some people don't understand what we're talking about because we're abbreviating everything. And there are a lot of different jargons you may not understand, but if you don't, I don't care if you go to a community college. I don't care where you go. Where you pick up the knowledge from, go to a library, read up on it. But don't think you're going to just start a business because of the fact that you said, I'm in business. Business is not the real word. If you want to start a business, there's a lot of work that goes behind it. And hard work helps you to create a sound corporation. And also, a lot of people do have subsidiary names within their business because if you notice, Habib and them, when they open up some of these electronic stores, you'll see one name, one month. They got sued under that name. That other name that they incorporated while they were setting up their licensing, they switched to that name. The old corporation is being sued, but that limited liability means you're only limited to a certain amount of responsibility under that corporate name in order to do what? Operate, practice, and go forth.
No bulls. He telling the truth right there.
That's the truth. I like Felipe, man. I like Felipe.
We need him to call in more often.
I'm an extra in a bad movie. Don't mind me. But anyway, you know, I know a lot
Felipe,
about a little.
Felipe, were you at DJ Chu's birthday party?
No, actually, I just went to Philly to Curvy Nation, just had their launch party with Pound Cakes. Our group, our movement is basically about BBW, acceptance of women of size. A lot of women out there think that, you know, big women can't look as sexy as those skinny chicks who look like they only eat one Cheerio a day, but they do. And I'm not saying you're not supposed to be healthy all the time, but if you are who you are as far as size, we accept you.
That's what it is, because I'm a curvy woman. I'm delicious.
I know that. I know. I actually have you as part of my group. That's why I called in, because I wanted to make sure to show you love, because I know you're on the internet just like I am, and to basically, you know, check you out.
That's what's up. I appreciate you. I appreciate the love and everything, and hopefully, you know what I'm saying, we can link up when I come back to New York on the 23rd.
Please. Well, I would like to have you on the show.
That's what's up. I don't mind doing that.
And actually, we do it live, so you get to see you actually live on the internet.
Yeah, we actually do it live. We stream on the weekends and stuff. The times that we're up there, we stream live also.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, so but you can definitely you know, check out www.lushradioonline.com. And you know what I'm saying, log and hit me directly on there and stuff, unless, you know, Polly or whatever and stuff like that, you know.
Well, the number that you I don't know if you have a setup where you know, keep the numbers, but the number that I'm calling from is myself. You can take that
okay.
and keep it, you know, and we can link up and, you know, actually talk about real business, not living in fantasy land and, you know, acting like if we hold a Cheerio box, soon we're going to be discovered, you know.
Hey, yo, fucking
hey, hey, Lush, I want to tell you, you had me confused, man. I thought you was out in New York, man. I'm on G-Talk, and it says you was on Philly hitting New York. I'm like, all right, Lush is out in New York, man. You ain't even out in New York yet, Lush.
Nah, that was last week. I told you one last week. Last week I went to Philly and went with Emma, and then we left from there, and then we went to New York, and that's when we took pictures of shout out to Avon. I mean, he was so cool in person. We took pictures of him, Little Mo, and SWV. And I actually caught Lili in the bathroom. They originally caught Lili, the bitches, in the bathroom. I caught her in the bathroom. Not while she was taking a dump, but no, you
know,
hey,
don't need to know.
She might have been taking that bathroom picture.
No, I got her
Listen,
in the bathroom.
Listen, Mike, from front to back,
saying?
I got you. Go ahead.
She was changing her clothes, but I didn't get her, you know, naked enough. But I took a picture of her. She was about to walk out. That's how grizzly we are. We go hard body. When I caught her there, I was about to go use the bathroom. She was there, so I said, click. So anyway, she was cool as hell. And, you know what I'm saying, we also met, you know, we took pictures of Donnell Jones and stuff. So we was there. Then we left from there. We went to DJ Truth, Big B-Day Party, and we ran into Wayne Williams from Jive Records. And we also had Bump Squad DJ Big CVG from Canada. And In the Mix Radio was actually over there. Also, the owner and the program manager. So we met him over there.
You talking about my man Cruz?
Yeah.
No,
now I'm heated. I ain't make the party, man. I'm upset right now.
Yo,
man. Fuck
that
my
party
business partner.
Was off the hook, man. And they had mad chicks, yo. I'm talking about mad chicks. It was not a sausage fest up in there, yo.
That's what's up.
Mad chicks. Well, but yeah, but we, you know what I'm saying, we getting it in. And don't forget that next year, people, look out next year. Next year we're going BDS. So independent artists, man, major artists, if you're an independent artist, you got your business together, we're going BDS next year. And on top of that, don't forget that this Friday it's going down. Listen to Win, your hard copy album of Recovery from Eminem. If you listen to Win No Love and tell me, you know, what formation I played the song, and you will win that, and you'll win an autographed copy of the poster also from Eminem. This Friday, and we're also going to have Buddha, the future super producer. He produced for 50 Cent and many more. And also we have a Math Hoffa at 6 tomorrow, and Street Queens, the movement, talking about life and situations. And on Saturday, E2K on the spot, you know, talking about real life, real talk. We going in. Don't forget October the 16th, me, Rock Solid Entertainment, along with Lush Radio Online, is going down. Libra Birthday Bash, Open Mic, Heart of the City, it's going down. We're going to have food in the building. Who gives y'all food at events? We giving y'all food at events. Come on now. We eating, son. We eating.
They're home. Tell them, Lush, you know they don't eat at home.
We eating. We gonna have cake up in there, yo. We got, you know what I'm saying, for my people that's coming through, you know, I got special bottles, you know what I'm saying. Then on top of that, yo, we got drink specials from 8 to 12 o'clock. Come on, man. And we just rocking out. DJ Chu coming down from Philly to spin on the ones and twos. We got 95.5 DJ Heat on the building. DJ Lady Blaze going to be spinning. I mean, it's going to be retarded out there, man. We're going to be doing live videotape, man. Come through, come check us. And then after that, we got another event, man. We got parties, man. Parties, parties, parties. Log on www.lushradioonline.com. You know, and stay tuned, man. It's crazy over here right now.
And this Saturday, we also have the number one premier DJ in the land for New York coming through on InTheMixRadio.com, the officially rated fix show. We have my man, Spin Bads, coming through.
That's what's up. Definitely. Yo, I just love Felice Lay with his famous tracks, man. Yo, you see, that man go in, yo.
Listen, I got to do what you got to do, you know.
Hey, Felipe, shout-outs to you and the plugs. No disrespect at all, but throw that Gmail out there, man. Definitely throw that Gmail out there, man.
I don't have a Gmail, but I got a few other different email accounts. And you can catch me on Facebook.
You got
me on Facebook? Felipe Machado, E. Machado, actually, that's my government. Don't be looking me up because I owe money. But I'm saying, as well as
Felipe,
F-E-L-I-P-E, there you go. As well as you can find my group on there, which is Thick and Thicker Network, which is on Facebook as well, and a lot of different other entities that are out there. We're trying to blow up, trying to do it, and definitely want to stay in contact with Lush because, like I said, I just saw your advertisement on Facebook, and I said, why not call in? Give that support.
That's what's up. Definitely appreciate you, man. I got the number and stuff. We're definitely going to poly on the flip side. Independent entrepreneurs out there, the first thing, the first key to being a successful business owner is to think like a business owner. To think like a business owner. And before you become a leader, you must be an Indian. You must be a soldier before you become a chief, before you become a general. And you must study that first before you do anything. And anything that you put your mind to, you know how they say, if you build it, they shall come. If you think it, if you plan it, and you take it and you make it and you do it effectively, then there's no reason why you can't succeed in life and put God first. And then on top of that, man, haters are just extra promoters to add to your team. So don't stress about them. Because as long as they keep your name in their mouth, the more promotion you're going to get, for real, you know, and that's what it is. And people, keep strong, keep God first, and stay tuned to Lush Radio Online. Each and every Wednesday, we're talking about Let's Talk About Business. We're going to go ahead and let everybody give their Twitter and their information out there, and we're going to go and rock out with some music for the rest of the night. Ladies first, and I'm going to let the lovely and beautiful The Fever, DJ Lady Blaze, give her information out to the people.
Make sure you guys check me out, djladyblaze.com. Follow me on Twitter at djladyblaze. Also, make sure you check my company website out, rocksolident.net.
That's what it is, and she's also part of Fleet DJs, and she goes in. She also has a hot show that I tune into from time to time when I get a chance from, you know, not pulling, being pulled around like a slave. And Bugsy, you know, give your information out there to the people.
All right. For the people, my Twitter is still standing at Bugsy RIP Stack. That's B-U-G-Z-Y underscore R-I-P underscore S-T-A-C-K. Facebook, that's facebook.com/therealbugsy, this Bugsy spelled with an S. My Gmail, therealbugsy13. I'll let me on that Facebook, man. I've been going in, letting my mind loose lately in that news feed, so you need to hop on it.
Definitely. And I enjoyed you, Felipe, tonight.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure having you on the show. I love articulate men, and you know, that know their business. You know, it's kind of spicy.
Shucks, man. It was nuts. I do try now and then when I get a chance.
Lush, before we cut off, I need to ask you a question, Lush, because I'm getting confused right now. I seen you post earlier about Lethal Lip. All right, B Pumper is definitely it's not the B Palmer that you support, right? Two different people, right?
No, this isn't V Palmer. This is Brian Pumper. Brian Pumper is an adult star that has been in the game for a minute. You know, back in the day that when they were saying that Lloyd Banks was doing gay porn, but it wasn't Lloyd Banks. He looks like Lloyd Banks. It's Brian Pumper that did gay porn back in the day. But this is an old topic. But it was brought up again. And if you go to World Star right now, you'll see him and Lethal Lips going back and forth. And he calling her sloppy this, and he talking, she calling him gay, and they just going back and forth. Brian Pumper actually wants to be a rap artist, so he's rapping and doing all kinds of crazy mess. You know what I'm saying? And
is he
doing the
I'm Calling, I'm Going Down? What?
Oh, it's Cash Stacks. Need to get together. Him and Cash Stacks need to make an album.
Yo, and this is another thing I found out, guys. I did not know that WorldStar has an explicit side on the back end of it. And I'm like, that's kind of like, this is another thing. I think it's bad business because you got a lot of children that go on there. And all they say is if I'm 18 and older. How do you know if they're 18 and older and they're clicking on it? I'm seeing, you know, Brian Pumper talking about, yeah, you know, he was saying something, and then he's just, you know, going downtown on a chick, and then he got her right in the situation. Raw dog on WorldStar.
But you know what the funny thing is? A lot of these sites are not, if you want to say, kid-friendly, and they don't make any difference as to letting anybody click on. The process is and has always been, when they put out these corporations, the only disclaimer they have to put out there is you have to be over 18. It doesn't say that you got to click to be 18. It says you have to be 18. They're not going to keep.
But you can lie about your age when you set up these.
But that's my point.
These profiles.
No, it's all about the parents. Why don't they put in their age? Let them at least put in their like birth date and all that, so they can just calculate and determine that they're old enough. You know what
people
I'm saying?
People put in any age. They'll say they were born in 1973 when they were born in 93.
Yeah,
just to do what they want to do.
It's like WorldStar was supposed to be basically, you know, a video site, you know, to get news and stuff like that and updates. So now it just became, you know, I'm like, yo, I don't know, but I'm just saying it's kind of a little vulgar, man. But you know, it is what it is. Your man, they've been, and Jamie Foxx called Brian Pumper the worst rapper ever. So Lethal Lips, October the 23rd. Lethal Lips will be live in the building. Live, you'll see her live streaming. She'll be in the building, and she will be going in. I wonder what she's going to have on that night. Guys, get ready.
Lethal go in. Shout out to Lethal Lips, man. She go
get
in.
Get ready.
On Twitter.
That's what she's going to come through, and she's going to tell the beans and spill the beans and all the things about your man Brian Pumper.
And what else is going to be spilling?
I actually seen Brian Pumper actually do the gay porn joint. I seen it.
They get paid more. Straight men online.
Right? Come on, Lush.
Don't need to know. Don't tell.
All I'm saying is just you know what I'm saying, my dude, don't sit here and lie, you know what I'm saying?
But you know what? A lot of people will, when they get caught in something, listen, did you hear this? And I know I do impressions, but you're about to hear one. I did not touch Monica Lewinsky. Listen, people lie. They will tell you what you want to hear at the time they're trying to start something new to reinvent themselves. A lot of people will tell you bogusness to try to sell something else. Everybody wants to reinvent themselves when they get caught in something. Look at all of these governors who went around sleeping with people. All of a sudden, I didn't touch her. That was my assistant.
But you know what? At the end of the day, it's a lot of people out here that, you know, look innocent. A lot of people got sex tapes, man. Some of them just have a okay? A lot of y'all people out there don't even sit here and
act. Who y'all?
A lot of y'all freaks out here, man. And y'all got some tapes that haven't been leaked out yet, but y'all know they get in the closet somewhere. Y'all was videotaping your girl, giving you some dome, videotaping, you know what I'm saying, you hitting it for
just for that reason. Just for that reason. There's no footage. if you were, there's no footage. There's no pictures. Listen, what we did, keep in your memory. That's the only photograph and video you want to have, your memory. It ain't live, it's Memorex. I'm saying
he ain't lying. But before you go into the music, Lush, to get back into the business, since we are on Business Wednesday, I want to tell the people, Lush did say earlier, when you get that advance for y'all rappers, you know, y'all getting these chains and these Maseratis and all that. I mean, what you really need to do, and I'm not lying to you, you need to actually invest in that real estate, buy you a nice little foreclosed or a nice little property. Fix it up, rent it out. You know what I mean? Because you get that income coming properly, man. Real estate is definitely the place to be if you really want to get money.
Correct.
Definitely. And the Small Business Bureau, like I said, log on. They'll help you out with anything you need. Also, minorities, don't forget, if you wondering why a lot of the foreigners and a lot of people are getting businesses, they have grants for people to deal with development. They want us to do with development, but we just don't know about it. Go to the Small Business Bureau, and they have money for you to do all these strip malls and all that. You can do that. They'll give you that money. Have your plan together, and they will give you that money so you can go ahead. They want, and also to, for all you small business owners, Barack Obama just signed a bill for us to get a tax break and stuff. So we got a tax break now, and, you know, just invest, man. You can, like I said, you get, like he said, a hood home, foreclosed home. Get a good hot realtor that you can work with. You know what I'm saying? Gut it out. And you know, no disrespect. You know, Mexicans, don't get mad at me or nothing.
Hey,
it's not
hey, hey. I ain't never said that. Hey. I agree.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Hey. And I'm telling you, you can get that truck and they'll jump in the car, paying, you know what I'm saying, nice amount of money, and they'll gut out that hood home.
$125 an hour, yeah, go ahead.
Hey, they sit outside of Home Depot and all that.
That's what I'm saying.
They will gut out that hood home and make that joint look like a mansion.
Since we giving plug-ins, if you need that good plumbing work done, you need to holler at me on Twitter or Facebook, man. We get that plumbing work done, and I ain't talking that XXX rated. I'm talking about that business.
Wow.
To speak on what you were speaking on earlier, if somebody wants the actual chains and diamonds and all this, a lot of people don't seem to understand. Being innovative sometimes is a great thing in business. Why don't you go to these new companies that are starting up a jewelry line? Ask them to give you support by letting you sport their chain. Tell them the people where you got it. You don't have to go to Jacob the Jeweler, who's already established. You can go to IJustStartedMyJewelry.com and actually get some jewelry. But that's not a real company. I'm just saying. There are companies out there that are starting out that are actually
somebody's logging on right now.
Because you know somebody's typing it in
right now,
right?
IJustStartedMyJewelry.com. Where's my pain at?
But you know what I'm saying? There are people out there who are starting jewelry companies that don't know how to go about getting these big-name people to put their stuff on. You tell them, I'm new, you're new. Basically, we can support each other. You put diamonds on me, I'll tell people where I got it.
That's the truth. And that's real talk. And, guys, man, you know what I'm saying? There's so many opportunities, man. I mean, you can get sponsors for anything. This is another thing, people, the last advice I have to give y'all for tonight. Get your business proposal together. Whatever you want, you can get money for advertisement. You can get gift cards to give away on your shows. You can get whatever. But people read things on black and white. You can talk till your throat gets dry. But people read black and white. You know, get that black and white together. Write a rough draft that you can do for the best that you can, and then give it to somebody that's an expert. And get that proposal done and stop. Every single day you wake up, you're sitting in front of some business. I don't care if it's Papa John's, Domino's, Sprint. You're trying to close the deal every single day. If it's Victoria's Secret, you're trying to get a $10 gift card, whatever to give away. You're closing the deal every single day. You know what I'm saying? And that's what
That's the set.
I got to let my beautiful DJ Lady Blaze give some kind of advice before we get off of here. You know, before I go into some music. Blaze, give the people some advice, you know what I'm saying? Especially them ladies out there, man. Them ladies having babies. Tell them ladies.
Why the ladies having babies, though?
Out there having babies, and that's their business. They having them babies, and they getting that child support. That's their business. If we have a baby each year so I can get some child support, or I have
that's
a baby so I can get that. Get that welfare real quick, and you know what I'm saying? I'm driving the Benz, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm paying $5 a month for my condo, my nigga. But anyway, that's their business, man. I don't knock them. They work in the system. Can I get a loan? But anyway, what's your advice, dog?
I mean, just in general, just people just keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? I believe people should keep it real with themselves first and foremost and keep it real with everybody else. You know, that's a big thing to me. So it's pretty much all the advice that I'm going to say for this week, man, because you already know what it is. This whole week I've been, you know, peeping people and, you know, everybody's lying, everybody's faking, and I don't know why people are afraid to be them and just keep it real. I feel like the world would be a better place if people would be that way. People would just be direct and straightforward. You know, that way people wouldn't have to be sitting there thinking, oh, you know, is this person for real? Or, you know, whatever the situation, the people would just keep it real.
Oh, I got to go in on somebody. How the hell you got a multi-billion-dollar business, you so-called say, and I look at your freaking graphics on your freaking flyer, and it looked like a child did it. Get the out of here, man. Are you serious?
I got to tell you something about that situation in a little bit. You're going to call me, and I'm going to tell you something about that.
I just had to go in on that. How you got a multi-billion-dollar business and your graphics look shoddy? Invest in yourself. I can't say it 50 million times. Invest in yourself, whether you're artist or business. I don't care. Invest in yourself, because if you don't, I might have to take my backhand and put some powder on it and piss left the mess out you. But anyway, we out of here. Your girl, Lexi Lush, Archie Eversole, keep winning. Keep God first, man, and don't let anybody tell you that you can't do nothing in life, because I did it. You can kill the man, but you can't kill the idea. Take your ideas and make it effective, man, you know what I'm saying? And watch how you rolling. Watch who you surround yourself with, because not everybody has your best interest at hand. Keep winning. Peace. I'ma holler at y'all.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on time, look at me now.
Love
a dead bleeding in the street by somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'm a day
winning. Wanna see you winning ever since the beginning. $500 debt up, they wanna see it. I'm surrounded by pretty women, most of them being models. Hit the club on a Friday and going by all the bottles.
Yeah.
I ain't hit the lotto, never promise tomorrow.
Follow me. I'll get you. You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them, but you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'ma let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'ma do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. The world feed it beans. It's gassed up. If you think you're stopping me, I'ma be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those who look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. No exams of us, I'm trying to ask him why, how can he? From infinite down to that last relapsed album, he still. And whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he just bows out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse, he's married to the game. Like a fuck you for Christmas, his gift is a curse. Forget the earth, he's got the urge to pull it from the dirt. And fuck the whole universe. I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. I shouldn't have to rhyme these words in the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. But that's your feelings. Instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. And to the fans, I'll never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last we laughed, CD was there. Perhaps I ran them accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back, quick, clack, clap. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know how.
Save money, bring bitches, bitches bring lies. One nigga's getting on me for a second, but before gon' get me, we got four niggas and low riders and ski masks screaming thug like every time they pass, all eyes on me. Live the life of a thug nigga until the day I die. Live the life of a lost player. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Live the life of a thug nigga until the day I die. Live the life of a lost player. Cause even getting high. Trouble in the world, nigga. Can't nobody feel your pain. The world's changing every day. Time's moving fast. My girl said I need a race. How long will she last? I'm caught between my woman and my pistol in my chest. Triple beam, got some smokers on, whistle as a dip. I'm lost in the land with no plan, living life flawless. Crime boss, contraband, let me toss this. Mediocre's got a lot of nerve, let my bucket swerve. I'm taking off from the curb. The nervousness, neglect, make me pack its tech. Devoted to serving this, my wedding paycheck. Like a kite satellite, nigga, I'm forever ballin'. It ain't right, parasites, triggers, and fleas crawling. Sucker duckin', gas bustin', no emotion. My devotion is handling my business, nigga, keep on coastin'. When you goin', I've been there, came back, it's lonely, homie. Steady flowing against the grain, nigga, still don't know me. It's about the money in this rap shit, this crap shit. It ain't funny, niggas don't even know how to act shit. What can I do, what can I say, is there another way? Plus it's in all day, 24 parlay. My little homie G, can't you see I'm Busta Free? Niggas can't stand me, all eyes on me.
Cheers. Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy Fred the Godson, a.k.a. Big Bronx, a.k.a. Mr. So Crazy, so crazy. And you listening to Lush Radio Online. You already know. Emma, what it do, baby? Peace.
Out with my girl on LushRadioOnline.com. The energy in here is crazy, baby. I love it. Famous Enterprises. I'm Mies.
Lushy Lush has nothing but the hottest music worldwide, international, from old school to new school. The independent, man, I got it, everything you need. I keep it real nasty, real funky, man, real hip-hop, man. This is where it's at, man. If you want to know your history about hip-hop, log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline, man. It's not a game, man. Get the game up. Lush Radio, we on. You just officially got set, baby. Holla at me.
Makeup on his shirt. You don't believe his stories. You know that they're all lies. Bad as you are, you stick around, and I just don't know why.
If I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'd be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right.
You're the type of woman
deserve good things.
This for the diamond,
a head for the rain.
Baby, you're a star.
Wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. A baby, good love and protection. Make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me love you. Description looks so good that it hurts. You're a dime plus 99, and it's a shame. Don't even know what you're worth. Everywhere you go, they stop and stare, 'cause you're bad and it shows. From your head to your toes, out of control. Baby, you know.
If I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'll be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right. Just good things, a handful of rings.
Baby, you're a star.
I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Oh, baby, good love and protection. Oh, make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me.
This is Emma E2K, y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You're now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
I never thought I'd see the day that you my old girl. Now I'm stuck here hollering at old girl. Got one, got two, three, four, girl. Shotgun in the drop, made a right. Hut one, hut two, told them to take a hike. Then it's on to the next, on to the next one. Hard to move on when you always regret one.
I wonder sometimes, I wonder if I was wrong. Now all I am is alone.
yo, here's where it's at. Here's where real shit pops. At the table discussing real hip hop. I'm TDI, officially spitting. Matter of fact, call in and give your opinion. Tell that other garbage to wrap it up, it's all over. Lush pretty much got it covered from all over. And don't say I ain't so cold on ya. Like a wrestling ring is wrapped in four corners. I'm TDI, listen to people's choice. Ride now with Lushy Lush, the people's voice. Make sure that you lock it in the rush. Say you locking in with us and you're locking into Lush. Oh yes, and you know that they feeling it. Cause they on the phone like
Blog Talk Radio, I'm feeling this.
I'm telling you right now, I'm done playing, yo. Y'all people need to log on to Lush Radio.